ओम शांति। बाबा कम्स एट द एंड ऑफ द साइकिल व्हेन एवरी सिंगल सोल इज टोटली एब्सोल्युटली कंफ्यूज्ड, नो ट्रेस ऑफ ट्रूथ इन द इंटेलेक्ट। And Papa is the only one ever that knows what has happened in our intellect. He knows what has happened to us. And that's why he is the only one who can help us come out from our extreme delusion, Maya. And one of the translations for the word Sakash is Sat Kaprakash, which means the light of truth. So Baba comes and brings light. He brings all the light we need in order to see, in order to understand exactly what has happened to us. He gives us his own understanding, because it is only through this light that we can really see, recognize the enemy. And throughout the history of the world, people have fought different enemies, whether at the physical level or even in their mind. In a sense, people very often are fighting something within their mind. But Baba comes to show to us who is the real enemy and where we should give all our attention now, to focus on the unique, non-violent war against the real enemy. And this enemy is no one else except Ravan. And Ravan is coming after Maya. Maya comes first, the confusion enters first, when we can't see who we are. And then, under this confusion, we start creating all sorts of belief, and then these beliefs create Ravan devices. And so Baba throws light, gives light to us to see what has happened exactly to us. And like any other aspect connected with Baba that is really so touching to the heart, is that Baba makes everything so simple and so clear. So anyone who would like to make the effort to reach the destination, everything is available, and in a very easy, simple way. So Baba comes to remove the real enemy, to remove the vices. And that's why so often in the Murli Baba repeats that Rama comes to remove Ravan, as if it is a war between Rama and Ravan. Ravan is the real terrorist. People fight terrorists and are afraid of terrorists. And terrorists make whatever they can in order to say that they're there, to create fear in the world. And just with a few people being killed by a terrorist, it becomes such a big news in the world. But here Ravan has killed all truth for us. Ravan has degraded us to such an extent. He is the cause of all the problems, and no one knows him, let alone addressing him. And this is not only for people that are not interested in spirituality or truth, but even people who are on this spiritual journey, not necessarily the journey of the Brahmin life, but seekers of truth, they don't know who exactly Ravan is. They don't know the psychology, the logic of Ravan in the way that Baba knows. That's why, despite the sincere efforts, they have not managed to make themselves free from the prison of Ravan or free anyone else. So isn't it really great fortune that now we understand, and it's up to us to choose to take a very clear position against the enemy. So let us see together our journey in a very simple way, and these are the basics, but in these days we have so much information, kind of expansion even with knowledge, which is of course very helpful, necessary. It is a refinement that is happening as time goes by. But it is always good to go back to basics and see things again afresh and create more clarity. So what happened to us? We remember the time when we were at home, and we bring this experience of being at home now, everything silent, the souls are silent, perfect, in the seed form. There is only their essence. There are only divine qualities within them. And each one of us, at the right time, comes on the stage, and it's like we were on hold, but now we are on the stage expressing and experiencing these qualities that are unadulterated, without any mixture. And this is golden age, this is heaven on earth. And as the soul goes through their journey, at some point of time, copper age, Maya comes in. Maya means, of course, confusion. We are confused, not all the time, but we start with some moments of confusion, but then they keep being added, more moments of confusion, and the confusion becomes more frequent, but also stronger. So we reach a stage where, instead of being in a natural way, the embodiment of truth, instead of being the self, instead of being sovereigns, instead of being full, we now think that we are that body of matter, we identify with something so different than what we are. All aspects are like opposite. The soul is eternal, the body is not. The soul is of spiritual energy, the body is physical energy. One is conscious energy, the other is non-conscious energy. The soul is eternal and real. The body has beginning and end and is just for the sake of the game. It's like a fictional costume. But also we mix the self with the role we play. And role means no real. So when we start being confused, the moment we become confused, the moment that Maya comes in, this is when Ravan takes birth. So Ravan takes birth from the role. The confusion that we are the role creates Ravan, the vices. Of course, those vices in the beginning are not as strong and devilish and demonic as they are now. So these vices go through their stages. They are not Satopratan, but a little bit less demonic than what they are now. And there are certain characteristics that Ravan has that it's important to understand. And one of them is that when Ravan takes birth in this way, his nature, his program is not to die. He does not want to die. He does not have any intention to die. On the contrary, he will do anything to survive. And that's why he is so, so creative and he uses new forms all the time. So one characteristic of Ravan is this. And the other characteristic is that he is so attached to the role. He actually lives from the role, from the existence of the role. When the role is not in the awareness, in the wrong way, identification with the role, then Ravan also is unconscious. So one aspect is the physical body that belongs to the physical world, but another aspect is the role that is eternally recorded within the soul. So Ravan is obsessed with both. Anything that has to do with the role is the playground of Ravan. And there is another aspect that helps us in our journey, in our war, the tug war, the invisible war between Rama and his angels and Ravan and his demons. Baba uses this analogy of the tug war, which of course happens within us. Everything happens within us. The whole fight, the whole war is within the soul. So another aspect that will help us to gain victory over the vices is that there are always only two options. It is either the soul that is the sovereign, the king, the one who uses the mind, the words, the actions, and all the resources of the soul available on the stage. Or the other option is that Ravana is the master, Ravana is the dictator using everything. And this was happening all our lives before Baba came to bring the light, through which Ravana is exposed. We can see Ravana, we can understand the vices. Angels start becoming conscious. So the fight, this unique fight, this unique tug war starts. On the one side is Baba, on the side of the angel, pulling from towards their side. On the other side is Ravana with his demons, pulling towards their side. So this invisible war happens, takes place all the time within the self. So now that the angel starts becoming more and more often conscious to himself, when the light of knowledge is used and Ravana starts getting exposed, and because of course he does not want to die, he starts changing his forms, and his form now is competing the form of the soul, the form of the angel, because his way of working is mixing things. This is Maya, this is Ravana, mixture. The problem is mixture. We have been mixing the self with the role. And now that we start understanding this, that the body and the role we're playing, the different roles we're playing, is not us. So what Ravana will do is he's going to mix with the new role that we're using, which is the PK role, the Brahmin role, that will help us to wake up. So Ravana, what does he do? He's pretending that this role is the angel. In other words, he's trying to distract us from the real aim, the real destination, which is the self, the angel, who is always there, the true self, the perfect self is always there. It is a matter of understanding this and keeping our concentration, our vision, our attention towards the self, so that we experience the self. We keep the self conscious, we keep the self the master. So what does Ravana do now? He distracts us. And again, he used the same method of mixing things. So our intellect gets a little bit confused because of Ravana. And we now start mixing the true destination, which is the self, the perfect self, who is always there. We mix this self with the Brahmin role. And instead of keeping our attention focused on the angel, we start giving attention and applying knowledge to change the role, as if Baba came to improve the role. Baba did not come for this. Baba comes to show to us that we are angels, we are souls, we are perfect, we are sovereigns already. We just need to remember it. We just need to nurture this stage within us. But it's very possible, instead of doing this, what we are doing is we focus our attention on the new role, the spiritual role, the Brahmin role, and we try to improve that. In other words, Ravana is again the master. in a new form that we have to see and let go of it. And of course, as we said, Ravana is going to be taking new forms until the end of the journey. And when we keep things very simple and when we always go back to basics, then we will be able to recognize all the new forms of Ravana. So these basics is nothing else except there is either the soul that is conscious or the role, and role means vices. So can we see the difference between the two? Because as we said, Ravana still works with the same weapons. He takes new forms, but the same weapons, and the weapons of Ravana is mixing things, attacking our intellect so that we cannot see clearly whether it is the soul that is conscious and using all the resources, or whether it is Ravana, whether it is again some kind of identification which now has become the identification with the new PK spiritual role. Ravana will do anything possible, and as we said, he's very creative and very stubborn because he wants to survive. This is his program. So he will do anything to keep our attention towards the role, towards the drama. Because when our attention is towards the drama and the role, he gets supplies, he gets the power, the energy he needs from us, from the soul, to remain alive. And so now the interest of the unconscious soul, the unconscious self, when we were in darkness, our interest was in a role, maybe the mother, maybe the businessman, maybe whatever role each one of us played. But now Ravana will pull our attention towards the Brahmin role, because this is the interest we all have. And of course the Brahmin role and the Brahmin life and structure are absolutely necessary for the angel to wake up. But it's like the example of a house that is being built, and you need the scaffolding to be able to build the house. But then this scaffolding at some point has to go. So even the Brahmin role and the Brahmin life and all the structure we have in our everyday routine is there to make Ravana mild, in a sense, to restrict Ravana, because Ravana is still there, but at some point we will have to let go of the Brahmin life, the Brahmin role. And this of course will happen when the angel is constantly conscious, which means Ravana is constantly unconscious, because as we said, it's only one or the other. And until we reach that stage, the Brahmin role, the Brahmin life is of course necessary, absolutely necessary, but We are not here to create another attachment or another identity to this role. We have to let go of this role, and in fact, while we are using this role, we have to be free from this role right now, because it is another role. Our aim is to be the soul that observes the Brahmin role, not the Brahmin role that tries to become an angel. We have to experience now this freedom, this natural, perfect detachment from the new role, which is the Brahmin role. So the BK role will never become an angel as such, but we will use this BK role in order to remember that we are an angel, a soul that can now observe with total detachment the BK role as well, which is another role in the drama. So Ravan is also very intelligent, very clever, and understands what's going on, and he's all the time trying to distract the angel from himself. So he pulls all the time in different ways the attention of the soul towards himself. They say that one way, or maybe very successful and maybe the best way to conquer an enemy in the battlefield is to stop giving him supplies. In the same way with Ravan, if we stop giving him supplies through our attention, because the moment we give attention to the vices in whatever way, it's like we're giving them energy, power, supplies. We created Ravan in our confusion, and we sustained him by supplying food to him through our attention. So this is another point of Gyan that Baba has clarified to us repeatedly, that wherever our attention goes, this is where we give life. And this is what becomes bigger, what grows. The same thing with Ravan and his various heads. So Baba speaks about the five vices, but there's a progeny of the five vices. So many progenies take birth in subtle form. So how now to deal, how to address this monster, this terrorist, Ravan, when he's so clever and so courageous that he competes the angel, and he's courageous enough to battle, to give a battle with God. So how to address him? So we start fighting each and every form, new form of Ravan, and we know that if we give attention, and fighting the vices is a form of attention, then these vices become bigger. Where do we start from? How do we continue our journey at this point of time? So Baba's method that is guaranteed to bring success is: start from the original, eternal self. Start with your perfect self. Don't start fighting Ravan as a role, as someone weak, Because when weaknesses come, which is nothing else except our enemy attacking, then we're already weak. Then when we start fighting the enemy, we're already weak, which means another head of Ravan is in charge. So we have to come out completely from the area of Ravan, from the field of Ravan, because we are in his own ground and we are already weak. We are already with Ravan. We are under his influence. So we have to come out from this influence and see who we really are and then come back. But the true self, the powerful angel, comes with another intellect, with light, to fight the enemy, because you cannot fight Ravan in darkness. You cannot see where he is and what form he has. So, what does this mean now for us in practice? So let us experiment and research together and discover new ways of gaining victory over this enemy, so that we can use this same way every time Ravan attacks with his new forms. So Ravan's interest and concern and attention is for the angel not to become conscious, not to wake up, because at that moment Ravan is completely powerless. He cannot do anything. And that's why all his attention is on that, how to keep the angel unconscious. So the moment we start creating thoughts based on knowledge that are necessary to wake up the angel, Ravan will start saying his own gyan, so his own thoughts. So we have to use the power of discrimination. Any thought that tries to keep us in the drama, in the role, comes from the mouth of illusion, of Ravan. So Ravan may come with a form. What? Go into the world of silence. What is there? It's boring. There is something so important and urgent to do in the drama. Leave it for later. You had enough of meditation today. Relax. Relax from meditating all the time. Relax from relaxing. So Ravan will say this, and he will say also all sorts of other stories like, oh, it's difficult. You never managed to do this. Why don't you have a nice chocolate? It also gives some pleasure. And, of course, the list is endless. But Ravan will make anything to keep us in this physical world, tied in this physical world, so that we cannot come out to experience what is from the other side, in the world of truth. Because all the thoughts that we create in this way are thoughts that are created in confusion. They have been created over a long period of time, so they are now so easy to emerge and to be felt as real. And of course they're all about the performance. All these thoughts have nothing to do with reality. Reality is beyond these thoughts, which are for the drama. Imagine, we are 2 times removed in this way from reality. Why? Because reality is the world of silence. And real ones are only the stars who are always perfect. This is the only one truth, that each soul is complete and perfect, and each soul is just an actor. So this is reality, this is truth. Then we come on the stage. The stage is just a platform for the performance. Performance means it's a story, it's a fiction. So this is one level of being removed from reality. Now, when we are here, at the end of the cycle, we consider this physical world as the real world and the drama as reality, while it's only a story. But not only that, each one of us has their own opinions and interpretations about this story. So this is the second time removed from what is real. So we have to come out from all of this. And Baba says, you can do it in a second, by creating this clarity. We can come out from it in a second. In the same way that when one watches a film and he's so much drawn into it and has identified with characters and stories, but it takes a second to come out. How? By switching off the TV, or when the lights are on in the movie theater, then the spectators, the audience, comes back to his own real world. The same thing with us. We can do this now. And the moment we do this, when we come out from the whole story, which includes the BK episode, then those moments Ravan is unconscious. And the moments that Ravan is unconscious, it's like we're not supplying food and energy to him. And those moments, he becomes smaller and smaller. And finally, eventually, he will die out of starvation. So if we fight Ravan, it's like we give him power, energy, and he becomes stronger. What we always need to do is to go back to the basics and use the light of knowledge, which says that all the vices were created based on identifying with the role. Let go of the role. It belongs to the drama. It belongs to the screen. Come out. Remember who you are. And those moments, we nurture the true self, the angel. And those moments, Ravan becomes smaller and smaller. So our journey can be very easy and very entertaining, very enjoyable, when we start always from the perspective of Baba, from the perspective of Gyan, that says, you are now and always perfect. And then we come back on the stage as perfect as we truly are. And when we forget, again Ravan comes in the picture. But at least we now know what kind of effort to do. The effort is not to start fighting with Ravan, but to again go to back to our perfection. So we now use this light that Baba has offered to us, available only at this time. And with this light we can see the game very, very clearly. The whole game is within, the soul within this invisible star. In fact, everything that is live is invisible. Even Ravan is within the soul. Even the war, the tug war, is invisible. So we use now the light, the Sakash of Baba, and we see clearly. What do we see? We see this perfect, shining, Master Almighty angel who is flawless, who is ignorant of vices, ignorant of Ravan. There is no name, trace of name of Ravan when the soul remembers himself, when the soul is conscious of himself, and this can take 1 second to come back to who we really are. There may be some thoughts coming from the mouth of Ravan that could possibly say all sorts of stories, anything that would not allow the angel to be gently, naturally focused on himself. Now, with this light of Sakash, we see clearly that everything that comes in the form of an ordinary or weak or negative thought, which is always associated with the drama, comes from the mouth of the enemy. But when there is clarity, the enemy has no power, because we understand that it is only just thoughts about a story. We don't give life, we don't believe those stories of Ravan. So the angel is now conscious. He is the master of his mind. He is the master of the words, the actions. He is the embodiment of truth. He is victorious just by being himself, just by waking up, just by seeing his perfection, just by having yoga with himself. So when this perfect being, egoless, viceless, incorporeal, when this invisible star comes on the physical world again, the only attention he needs to keep is to just remember who he is. This takes care of everything else. And he knows that he's not alone on this journey, on this unique war, non-violent war with the vices, with the ego, the enemy of the world. Baba is constantly with him, observing this invisible war between his angel and the devil, the ego. The whole world has the same enemy, one real enemy, the ego. Baba says, just remember who you are. Remember me. And the enemy instantly surrenders. This is the way to reach your karma teeth stage by adding these moments of perfection throughout the day, not by fighting the enemy, by trying to change the sanskaras. Just nurture yourself. Think of yourself. Think of me. Experience your celestial, divine nature. Now, Om Shanti.
I will come to you when you are in the silence. Once again I will write upon your heart, and I'll meet you deep inside your inner castle, where together we can take fear apart. And you've no idea just how much missed you. I've been waiting many lifetimes for your call, and I will see my soul of those of you, for those of you, and I will see. Once again, I will fill you with my light, and I'll meet you deep inside your inner castle, and I will hold you through the darkest night. And you've no idea just how much I adore you.